Well, the first thing you need is to assemble some tools of the trade. Okay. Old Italian bread makers, like my grandmother, would make bread on a breadboard. They had no bowl, they had no spoon, and they would basically dump the flour onto the breadboard and mix the salt, and then they'd pour the water into the well of the flour and do it all by hand, the same way they would make their pasta dough.
Yeah.
And I find that a little bit too messy and unmanageable, and I've converted to using a bowl.
Okay.
I have a favorite bowl. This is called a grip stand bowl. They're made in England, and I like it because it has a fairly thin wall, so it's not too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little angled base to it so that it can be tipped on its side, and I have no idea why you'd want to do that, but it lets you do that. The other thing that's important when you choose a bowl is that it's easy to cover with a standard size piece of stretch wrap. And this is the size bowl that a standard roll of stretch wrap will cover. If you get a smaller bowl, it's not big enough, and if you get a larger bowl, you won't be able to use standard stretch wrap to cover your bread. And so this is a Model 12 grip stand bowl. You can use any kind of bowl you like. I have others which work well, but again, they're about the same size. Mm-hmm. This one has some dough rising in it, which we're going to talk about a little later.
Okay.
But this happens to be a very good bowl for making bread.
I've used the aluminum bowls because I have mixing bowls that are aluminum. That's sort of a problem, right?
Aluminum is a problem from two standpoints. The first is certain recipes have acids in them. And they have acids because they might have, like an Irish soda bread has soda in it. And to activate soda, you need an acid to mix with the alkali soda to make it bubble up. And acids and aluminums react to create ugly black messes. And that's why you never cook pasta sauce, which is tomato-based, in an aluminum pot. The other problem with aluminum is that it conducts heat and cold, so that the dough can actually catch a chill, if you will, because the aluminum will catch the chill and conduct it into the dough.
Yeah.
And the ceramic bowl is much better in insulating your doughs.
I think I've had that problem. Okay, good.
Aluminum does, however, make a good baking pan because it conducts the heat into the bread quite nicely, and that's what I recommend.
Okay, good enough. All right, now we'll continue on with, we're going to make some bread.
We're going to talk about the other equipment that you need.